Next individual, please.
Item 1013, request of Thomas Karwaki to address council regarding Vision Zero, reading of the names and a moment of silence for those killed by vehicles on the streets of Portland in 2019.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Tom Karwaki, and I'm a member of the Portland Bureau of Transportation Budget and Bureau Advisory Committee. Vision Zero is a very important subject, and we start each meeting with concentrating on those people who have died on the streets of Portland. You've received the names of everyone, as well as where the accidents or the crashes were, and you've also received a map which has the locations and separated by whether they're a pedestrian, bicyclist, or a motorcyclist. Lowell Gibson, pedestrian.
Rochelle D. Cox, pedestrian.
Not available, motor vehicle.
James A. McCree, pedestrian.
Laurie Pierce, pedestrian.
Not available, bicycle.
Heaven Matthews, motor vehicle.
Ortrud V. Vathauer, pedestrian.
Sean Scott, pedestrian.
Name not available, pedestrian.
Name not available, pedestrian.
Name not available, motor vehicle.
Name not available, motor vehicle.
Sandra Bosch, pedestrian.
Name not available, motor vehicle.
Deontay Martin Eugene Farlow, motor vehicle.
Lori Woodard, pedestrian.
Ray W. Yar, motor vehicle.
Larry Dill, pedestrian.
Elijah Coe, motorcycle.
Name not available, motorcycle.
Anna Moreno Hernandez, motor vehicle.
Kaylee Miranda Hernandez, motor vehicle.
Mark Herr, motor vehicle.
Tanya Smith, motor vehicle.
Luana Badams, pedestrian.
Magdiel Chacon Sanchez, motor vehicle.
Lance T. Hart, bicycle.
Alfonso Martinez Angarthi, motor vehicle.
Charlene Hoff, motor vehicle.
Robin McCready, motor vehicle.
Jamie St. Louis, motor vehicle.
Donald Cole, motorcycle.
Elena Davkina, motor vehicle.
Carl Moeller, motorcycle.
Tony Mack, motor vehicle.
John Shenfield, motorcycle.
With Christian Lennon, pedestrian.
Nazarly Senshuk, motor vehicle.
Edward Woods, motorcycle.
Eric Tomlinson, pedestrian.
Name not available, motorcycle. Senator.
Thank you.
Name for the record.
Yes. Lou Frederick, State Senator, District 22, North and Northeast Portland. I wanted to have a chance to at least acknowledge one of my friends who was killed recently, Susan Bartlett, on her motorcycle, on her Vespa. She was one of those folks who tried to be as safe as possible. She was always in her helmet and in gear to try to deal with things, but ended up being hit by an SUV in the Hollywood District. And I wanted to acknowledge her as well as the 12 people that were listed who were in my district, the 12 incidents that took place in my district. Safety is an issue that all of us need to understand and work with, and I appreciate you listening to us and taking the actions you can on this.
Mayor.
Commissioner Fish.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us this morning. Tom Karwaki, thank you for leading the reading of the names. There are three members of this council that have lost loved ones to car accidents. And having lost my mother to a car accident, I can say that Even though that event happened a very long time ago, there isn't a day that goes by when I'm not affected by the fallout of losing a loved one. We all agree on this side of the dais that one death under Vision Zero is too many. I want to acknowledge that PBOT, through their Vision Zero program, is doing yeoman's work to address safety. I'm very pleased that at some of these high crash corridors, they're putting barriers that make it harder for people to make the kind of reckless left turns that have caused such carnage with our pedestrians. I'm pleased that we've lowered speed limits. I'm pleased, by the way, sometimes I feel like I'm the only one who follows those speed limits, but it is important that we all slow down, observe those 25 mile an hour speed limits. They're making other improvements. I want to acknowledge that work. I believe personally we need to do some more enforcement of the laws, because I think sometimes enforcement is what gets the message across, and we need to do it in a way, obviously, that's non-discriminatory. But thank you for taking the time to recognize those who we've lost, and we have a lot of work to do, but I think we do have a plan. We have a model, and I think PBOT is showing us ways in which we can get ahead of this terrible crisis, and we will all continue to work with Chloe and her bureau to make progress.
Thank you. And for the record, my name is Rob Martineau, and thank you for the time to express the importance of the Vision Zero initiative in that program.
Thank you for being here and take keeping care. This issue front and center. Senator Fredericks, thank you for being here today.
Sure.
Mayor, can I be recognized for a moment before the time certain?
Commissioner Fish.
So I'm sorry that Commissioner Fritz isn't here, but since there was an election yesterday, I do think it's important that we acknowledge a couple things. We had a colleague, Commissioner Fritz, who took two ballot measures forward. One which proposed to put protections of the Bull Run into our charter, and the second one would allow for mutual aid agreements in our charter. So it would allow our men and women, first responders, for our utilities to train with other jurisdictions, respond to their crises, and also in turn have other folks help us during a crisis. They both passed with record votes. So congratulations to Commissioner Fritz, and I think on behalf of the council, we owe her a debt of gratitude for the work she did to pass.
Thank you.
I've been on the council a while, and I don't remember two measures that passed with 89% of the vote, so it's really extraordinary. And she has the secret formula. She goes out to neighborhood associations and summer free-fall events and does her advocacy work. So Commissioner Fritz, congratulations. I also want to just acknowledge that the city voters chose to continue a levy for our teachers. As the proud father of a sophomore in Portland Public Schools, that makes a huge difference and means that we won't be laying off a lot more teachers. So thank you to Portland voters for digging deep on that. Congratulations to Metro on a very strong showing on the Metro bond measure. And for those of you who are interested, there's both a carve out for Portland in the bond, and there's also an opportunity to apply for discretionary dollars. And so there's a lot of good news in that bond. Thank you, Portland voters, for stepping up on that as well. And finally, I just want to acknowledge that last night, Bank of America, which has a program called Neighborhood Builder, and every year selects two organizations in our community that they give money to help them do community work, selected the Mobile Play and Meal Program administered by Portland Parks and Rec for a $200,000 grant. What that will allow us to do is greatly expand a program which takes play and food to hungry kids and families in places in Portland that don't have built infrastructure. So think about apartment buildings that are not within a half mile of a playground or a park, or places in East Portland, North Portland, and elsewhere. We're extremely excited to get that grant. It will allow us to serve a lot more hungry families and kids, and we're grateful to be the recipient of that generous grant.
Commissioner Fritz.
Commissioner Fish, thank you for your kind words. Thank you for your park staff allowing me to be at the summer free-fall meetings, events. We were very careful to use the Secretary of State approved informational information sheet on that so that city staff were not involved in advocacy on these ballot measures. Similarly, going to neighborhood associations was all done on volunteer time. And I'm very, very grateful to the voters of Portland who once again have satisfied my trust that when given full and accurate information, the voters make really good choices. So thank you, voters, for voting yes on everything last night.
Very good. Thank you. And just a note related to the last public testimony we took on traffic deaths. I want to remind the council that next week we'll also be taking up a proclamation recognizing the victims of traffic deaths in Portland. Carl, have any items been